From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.
What's going on, nerds? And welcome to the season finale review of The Last of Us Season 1 on HBO Max. As I hurt Susie's brain. Hi, Susie.
Hey, I still win for brain hurting tonight, so we're good.
I wonder what gave you that idea.
The fact that you had to go get a drink, and I'm just like, nope.
Yeah, I'm aware that I had to go get it. Oh, I put way too much in there. Oh.
So, AJ, what is your concoction for the night?
Johnny Walker and Pepsi. I literally walked that way to get a Pepsi and then walked my happy ass back to pour some Walker into it. But let's get into it. It is the season finale, episode 9 of The Last of Us. This episode was called Look for the Light. Starts off pretty fucked. Susie, kind of take us through your thoughts of that beginning aspect with real life Ellie actor and baby coming. Because that was not in the game, and by the way.
That was probably one of the best birthing TV appearances, like scenes I've ever seen. It was nice, sweet, short, to the point.
How did you feel it impacted the story, actually seeing Ellie's mom give birth to her and see how she ended up dying?
I think it helped the story. I think they would have been fine without it. I just think it added an extra element to Ellie's story.
I'm right there with you. This part was not in the game whatsoever, so it was all new to me, and there were a couple moments where I was like, all right, I'm going to look to the phone, because that was some straight tense material right there. And it was acted beautifully, wonderfully. But man, I heard the bang and I was like, that's not an infected, is it? And then breaks down the door and infected. It was kind of a tough watch, and I know you had a little bit of a reaction to what Marlene had to do. Kind of take your thoughts on, because we're going full spoiler heavy, people. If you haven't watched the season finale, go watch it. Come back to us. It'll still be here. But Susie, take your thoughts on what Marlene had to do, and would you be able to do that if it was like Will or myself or Paul or Ethan, one of somebody in our friend group here? Great, they're not giving birth, because I mentioned a bunch of guys and we ain't pushing no baby through our, you know, how.
Did you just cause yourself pain? Save it, okay. I think for me, I think I could, like, if I had to, like, if one of you was bit, there wasn't a cure. Like, I honestly think I could. But I don't think I'd be okay afterwards.
As we see, like, Marlene not okay afterwards.
Yeah. I think it would take me a long time to get over that. But by that same token, I feel like if they're your friend, at least in this scenario,
they're going out with dignity.
If they're your friend, let them go out with dignity. Let them go out where they're not turning into like a zombie.
Because that was
but
tough.
Also, like, yeah, and it's hard to ask your friend to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the respect level and the trust level is there to where you would ask your friend to do that. Because I mean, I would ask any one of you, you know, I'm bit, put me out of my misery. I don't care if I'm walking away from you, throw a bolt in the back of my head, like,
don't let me become a monster.
Yeah.
Which we've seen in the games. There was, I know we don't see it in the TV show, but in the game, a dude is bitten and he's crushed. He's literally crushed. He's gone. There's nothing. You have the option to, or not. And, you know, I would assume that you don't want the dude to suffer the transformation of becoming an infected, so you waste a bullet on him to at least put him at ease. Because he, even before you pull the trigger, the minute you aim at him, he says thank you. Like, you didn't even pull the trigger yet, and he's thank you.
Yeah.
But, alright, well, Ellie's born. Ellie's mom, kind of out of the picture. Let's talk about Ellie, Susie. What did you think of Bella Ramsey's character? We're going to start with just episode 9 right now, because you said something about her mindset and you nailed it spot on while when we were watching it. I kind of want you to go over that again.
She's not okay.
Why, like, do you think she's not okay?
She's not. She's not behaving like herself. She's very she's very closed off. And you can see it in how she's interacting with Joel.
The only time she opened up was when she saw the giraffes. Yeah, and that was such a beautiful scene.
It was absolutely beautiful. Like, definitely worth it. But, like, she was always pushing Joel, you know, open up, talk to me. What are we doing? What's going on? And you could tell that the trust is still there for Joel, but she's coming to terms with where they're going, what's going to happen, and what has happened. And honestly, I think the best person probably to help her is Joel, because of all the shit that he's done. But she's not ready to open up about it.
Yeah, I don't think she's ready either, but she knows they're in the end game. Actually, I think I said that.
Yeah, you did.
She can sense that they're near where they're going to have to be.
And one of my favorite lines that she said was that there's no middle. Let's follow this through to the end, and I'll go wherever you want to go.
I think that opens everything up to what happens at the end, but we'll get to the end and how everything is tackled, because while this was only a 50-minute episode, I don't know about you, Susie, from beginning to end, it was like, I cannot stop watching. It is so good.
Want more. I want more.
Told you.
And I want a fucking zombie. Dude, the last monster that we've actually encountered, like the last actual zombie that we encountered, was several episodes ago.
Well, we had one in this episode, but it was in a flashback. Are you talking about one that Joel and Ellie do? So, actually, that's a great point, Susie. And a person who has played the games, there is times for a horde in the game. But for the most part, the game is kind of what we saw with the giraffe. Just Ellie and Joel traversing, going through the land. You know, yeah, there's clickers, there's infected. You know they're there, but there's chaos. But most of the game are these character moments. And I think that's what this show did perfectly. So yeah, while you say you wanted more infected, they did follow the game a little bit with having there be more character-driven narrative than...
Oh, no. I absolutely appreciated that. But, like, they talk about how, like, the infected are everywhere and how, you know, they've populated most of these cities and everything else. But yet, you get to different areas, there's nothing. The vines aren't there. There's no infected. There's... Part of me was starting to believe it was a freaking hoax.
I don't know if that's the right word. I can understand why you'd want more impact from the infective in the show.
I would have liked to have, like, not seen the infected, but, like, seen signs that they were there.
Were there. Okay, I can understand that as a gripe, but just giving you a game basis, they followed what the game did, not to a T, but pretty close with, you know, there being a lot of hordes in the bigger cities and everything, and in the rural aspect, not as much. But that's Bella Ramsey. We kind of went off of a tangent in episode 9. Let's talk about the Joel aspect in episode 9. You see him as the father figure. You see him grow from episode 1 to episode 9. Yeah, he's in every episode, even though there's a couple flashbacks. But in episode 9, you see him after Ellie saves his life in episode 8 and she goes through what she goes through. There's a bigger bond there than before. Now in episode 9, he's full out, that's my daughter. Don't fuck with my daughter. I will most likely put a bullet in your head instead of, you know, kick your ass. But just episode 9, did anything open up to you, Susie, seeing Joel as the actual father figure now?
No, because I can't describe him the way that you're describing him. And the reason that I can't describe him the way, don't be wrong, he's absolutely a father. But for me, he's been a father since like episode 5.
You're right, but I feel like you really see it in his face that he's not hiding it anymore.
Yeah, but you see it in episode 5, you see it in episode 6, you see it in episode 7. You don't see it as much in episode 8 because she has to take care of him. And then you really see it in episode 9. So, yeah, you see the growth there. But for me, I don't know. Maybe it's because of how my dad always was growing up. It's a difference in maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
So he's reacting to Bella's maturity level.
He's
calming down. He doesn't need to be as, you know, gruff with her. So we see him start to open up more as a father. But at the same time, he's always been that. So it's a good word. It's just, I would put it more as Joel's just coming out of a shell and realizing that there's something wrong with Ellie and Ellie's not ready to talk about it yet.
Well,
because you see it constantly in his face that he wants to ask, but
yeah,
knows that she's not in a position to say anything.
And I think that is a lot of what he dealt with Sarah before she was killed. Chug, 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 chug. You know, he knows the signs because his daughter, Sarah, now daughter, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much growth, and honestly, from the beginning of the series to now, there is... Hi, honey. There is a lot of overall growth, and you could see how his heart is so closed when the series starts to how he is full of not just love, but life. You know, he's now living for Ellie instead of living for the money, the mission, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which, that brings me up to our next topic, and this might be a little bit longer of an episode, because we're going to take episode 9 and 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, since we're talking about Pedro Pascal as Joel Miller, can you picture anybody else playing Joel?
No.
How, in your words, Susie, has he grown from episode 1 to episode 9? I kind of already gave my little runoff on that. I want to hear it from you.
Do you want my Star Wars answer? Or do you want my Last of Us answer? Because you literally There are as many episodes of The Last of Us as there are Star Wars.
Ladies and gentlemen, bear with me for a second.
We're talking about The Last of Us, Susie. Talk about the fucking Last of Us.
And we're back after our scheduled programming.
I'm sorry, I had to, because he's also in Star Wars, so it's just a happy coincidence.
But no, from episode 1 to episode 9, how do you feel like his character has grown, and do you like the character he has grown into? And this is before we are talking about what happens to the hospital, because we're going to talk about the completely separate.
I feel like come episode 9, we see who he was with Sarah. So, I feel like Joel as a character, and something that I don't feel like, there are actors that could have done this, but I don't feel like they would have done it as well as he did it. Because you see Pedro, like, really envelop what this character meant to many people. And he took a character that I knew nothing about until the series came out and made him human.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how else to explain it except for, you know, he made the character human for me. So you see the emotion, you see the struggles, like you see everything go through his brain, go through his face. Like, I can't imagine another actor being able to share his thoughts without sharing his thoughts.
Yeah.
And you really see that, like, it really comes home in episode 9. But you see it through the whole thing, except for one episode where we only really see him through, like, snippets.
So now let's talk about Bella Ramsey's Ellie character. I know we talked to her about in just episode 9, but let's do the exact same thing from 9 to 1. Susie, I'll let you go first, and then I will go, because I am going to need you to prepare for the hospital scene and how it was kind of ran through. But we'll let you talk about how Ellie went from episode 1 to episode 9. Go for it, because there's a lot.
There is so much. Like, I wish AJ was kidding when he said that Ellie is my spirit animal. She's my spirit animal. From episode 1 all the way until, like, episode 9, like,
I mean, when her
I'm sure I really feel like other people can relate to Ellie the same way that I did. Because even most people that would tell you growing up as a kid, I had a no-nonsense attitude. I took no shit from anyone. And I was more up to talk back than I was to and tell you to go pound sand than I was to do anything else. But I think from episode 1 to episode 9, we see Ellie start to care. And we don't learn what happened before Ellie in episode 1 until
episode 8.
Episode 8.
No.
No, it's episode 7.
7.
7. Yeah, it's episode 7. So like, episode 7, like, opened a whole new dynamic for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, from episode 1 all the way to episode 9, you see her dynamic, her relationships start to change. And I think that was really cool for me, to be able to actually, like, witness it, not just in words and in actions, but in, like, you could see the emotions. Especially at the end of episode 8, where Joel immediately is able to get her to calm down after the bloodbath.
Yeah. So while you prepare for the hospital scene, us talking about that as you went full. Well, from episode 1 to episode 9, Ellie is episode 1 sheltered. Like, she's not, there's nothing here. She is letting nobody in. She's her. Don't DTA, don't trust anybody. And from episode 1 to episode 2 to losing Tess, to episode 3 where she's like, okay, Joel knows what he's doing. Joel, I can start trusting Joel. And then you get further on into the series, and I think a really huge turning point is when Ellie hears the conversation between Tommy and Joel, runs away. Joel comes and finds her. Now, if Joel just said, screw that, I'm done. No, he goes and finds her. What?
Technically, he didn't just go to find her. He went to the house that they were staying in.
Well, I don't think they were staying in the same house, though, were they? I thought they were in two separate houses.
I thought they were staying in the same house.
But, you know, he goes and talks to her, and she even tells him, you've been the only person that hasn't left me or died. You know, and I think right there and then it, right in Joel's head.
It clicked in his brain.
And that's where he started turning, and her really started turning, you know, there, and then in episode 7, where she has to go full. Episode 7? Which one? Was it 8? The one where she goes apeshit on Dave?
Massacred? Yeah, it was episode 8.
Okay, so the one right before this.
Yes.
Holy cow. Look at what she's doing to save this father figure. That's everything. You know, do you have meds? Do you look at everything she's willing to do to save Joel's life? You could see the bond forming, and kudos to Bella Ramsey and Pedro Pascal. You feel it. But I'm excited for season 2. I really am. Susie needs to watch it or play it because I don't want to have to deal with the whole freaking time.
Oh, you loved every minute of it.
No, because if I'm sharing my screen, I can't see your facial reaction. And I wanted to see your facial reaction. But let's talk.
Love better for second season.
We'll actually have to, you know, you come over here, I go over there, and watch it together. Honestly, it'd probably be better if you came over here, because we have setup. Brain fart. Susie, hospital scene. How did they...
I'm not okay.
How do you think they did with it? And then there's going to be several questions added onto that. But what they
this hospital did. Scene is one of the most beautiful scenes I have ever witnessed. And the only reason it is as beautiful as it is in all of its gruesome glory is because
it's a lot of dead
of
people, Susie. That's a lot. You're beautiful. You got a bullet through your head, but you're beautiful.
Yeah, but the scene, it's the scene itself. It's the whole hospital scene.
Dude just lying there like...
You see, twice in gruesome glory. But you see Joel really become a very protective father, which I love. I have a couple gripes with it, but I love it. The only reason I have a couple gripes with it is because I don't like Marlene.
I'm more pissed that Marlene got there before they did. Let's put that towards you. Joel and Tess were contracted to take Ellie across the country, but yet Marlene still beat them there.
Yep.
So, that being said, Susie, continue with your glorified murder of the whole hospital Firefly staff.
Well, I mean... I don't like Marlene for the simple reason of is she tells Joel that they didn't tell Ellie what they were doing other than she was going for surgery because they didn't want her to worry. And then you find out that the thing that they're doing surgery on is in her brain. So they've essentially said that they're going to murder a teenager.
Yeah. For the good of mankind. For the
possibility.
No, hold on, Susie. I got to stop you. For the possibility to cure mankind. It is not a definite.
It is not a definite. And I feel like they probably could have done tests on her blood. They could. There was a whole slew of other things that they could have done before jumping to the, oh, let's just do surgery on your brain. And because, I mean, I know dads who Marlene would not have walked out of that room alive.
I know one, and I'm related to him. You're talking like, to a person.
I'm pretty sure my dad would not have let her walk out of the room alive. Like, you're doing surgery on my daughter, and you didn't tell her? You didn't tell her there was a chance that she could die, and you're not letting me go see goodbye?
Susie.
Oh.
Let me... There was no chance that she was going to die. This procedure was intended to get everything from her brain stem and in her brain. She was going to die.
You contradicted yourself, but I'll allow it.
Continue with your story while I...
But I think for me, like, it's...
I'm watching it on my phone right now. And there Joel goes the mic piece onto my nose and honk, honk. I'm a freaking idiot. I should not... Continue, Susie, because I'm easily... Ooh, piece of candy.
I don't understand... I shouldn't say that. I completely understand where Joel is coming from, and I completely agree with it. Like, you wouldn't send your loved one off to surgery without saying goodbye.
Exactly.
I mean, there are some surgeries that you don't know if the person's going to come out or not, but you're still allowed to say goodbye. The person going under is fully aware of what's happening to them. Like, I don't feel like she did it. And this is what I think this is what really gripes me is she felt like she knew what Ellie's mother would have wanted. And she sticks to that. This is what Ellie's mom would have wanted. Are you sure this is what Ellie would have wanted? Well, you denied us the right to ask that question.
You did, but I know external knowledge from other forms of media that is exactly what Ellie wanted, though.
Yeah, it's exactly what, I mean,
but in that moment, you don't know. In that moment, you don't know.
And I'm sorry. I fully expect all of my friends to go, did you ask her if this is what she wanted? No. Then get her out of sedation. We're going to ask her what she wants. And we'll go from there.
I mean, to be fair, if this was going to happen, and I mean this in the absolute funniest way possible, yes, we're waking her up because I don't want her ass haunting me the rest of my fucking life. She haunts me as a living being. I don't need her haunting me as a ghost.
Oh, you just opened yourself up tomorrow.
What do you... What are you doing tomorrow?
Obviously going to work.
Okay, but what does that have to do with me?
What doesn't it have to do with you?
Ladies and gentlemen, if this is the last time you see me, know that she killed me somehow. Her fingerprints might not be at the scene. There might not be any trace of her that it was her. It was that person over there. Like, over there. Like. Would you stop sending me shit? just so our friends in YouTube land know, she's sending me spooky, like, ghost things, like she's gonna haunt my ass. But, Susie, is there anything else about that hospital scene? Like, did you expect Joel to react the way he did? Do you agree with how he reacted?
Yes, I agree with...
All right, let's hear how you want to be a murderer.
How he reacted. I agree with how he reacted. I don't agree with how he handled it. And I know that sounds weird, but I needed him to react like the protective dad and be like, no,
Jesus Christ. I see both of your hands. How are you still sending me shit? I don't want to know how you're doing that. Don't want to know.
How to freak out AJ 101.
It's...
but I feel like there wasn't a whole lot of time from when Joel was knocked out, Ellie was knocked out, to, oh my god, Ellie's in surgery. Like, there was a discussion, there wasn't any sort of communication. So I kind of feel like there should have been more communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I think Joel reacted correctly, 100%. I just don't feel like he should have taken the route that he did to get to his end result.
Yeah. That's, This is, I think, where you and I differ when it comes to how Joel reacted. Because his mindset is completely the way I would expect. Not looking at it. Fuck you. But how he reacted, he is not leaving that hospital with Ellie if he doesn't react the same way he reacts. Now, here's the thing. Should he have killed everybody?
This is where I think you and I might be on the same page on should he have killed everyone? An absolutely freaking yes.
Because what happens if you leave people alive? He even says
they come after you. They come after you.
Oh, you only sent one. Okay. but yeah. Honestly, myself, in that situation, and I have the mindset, the tools, the know-how to save... to save somebody that I really care about, like really, really care about, and now is kind of like a daughter, I'm using it. And you want to know something? If she hates me later, I saved her life. She could hate me. She could hate me all she wants. I saved her life. And I will sleep better knowing that she is still alive. But that brings us to the end of the season one. Susie, I know you verbally gasped when Ellie wakes up, they're heading back to Tommy's, and she says, tell me everything you've told me is the truth. And that is, there's no cure, there's plenty people like her, and they can't find a cure. Because I heard you gasp. I knew it was coming. Joel told her... it was the truth.
He lied to her. And the biggest thing, and part of the reason why I get called names by all of my friends, is because I don't like lying. I don't like liars. I firmly believe that lying is not okay. So I'm more apt to tell you like how it is straight to your face.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand why he told her?
I understand why he lied to her, but I then turn around and I'm thinking in my head of how my dad would have handled the situation. And I don't feel like my dad would have lied to me.
You know your father better than I do. But the thing is, Susie, I know you now. I know you now. Uh-huh. And if you found out that somebody took you out of that situation and there was even a slight bit of chance, I think you might try to go back.
Oh, 100% I would try to go back. But I would also...
Here's the thing. Joel didn't want her to even think about going back. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
me personally, I probably would try to find out more about why did you take me out of that? Like, what was going on?
There was no thought necessary. There is no thought necessary on why we thought the reason why Joel took her out of there. Joel took her out of there because he is daughter. Or she is daughter. That's it. That's the only reason why he did it. He loves her like she was his.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely.
And honestly, Susie, you might hate me for it. Might have told her that, too. Just for the fact of if I told her the truth, she would have gotten up at night, left the compound, and went back.
But that's also, it's a trust thing. And that's why I said, I feel like my dad wouldn't have lied to me. And instead would have not talked me out of it, but would have had a reasonable conversation about it. Because in the end, my life, my decision. But I don't.
How old's Ellie? How old is Ellie? Is she 15?
15, I think.
I'm just trying to ballpark of the.
But each kid is different. So you kind of have to gauge it based on each kid, which is why I can only use my own, like, my experiences with my dad as a reference. Because I get my whole I don't like lying from my dad. My mom, too, but more so from my dad. It was one of the biggest lectures I've ever gotten in my life.
And we're just talking about experiences. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. We're just talking about the Joel and Ellie at the end of
I don't feel like there's 9. A right answer to this.
I don't think so either, and that's like what I was getting at.
I really think that it depends on the kid. I feel like in Ellie's circumstance, in the way that they did the story,
mm-hmm.
that Joel needed to lie to her. By that same token, though, I don't think the trust is going to be there for a while.
So,
because I think she knows that he lied.
Hey, Suze, I got an idea.
Huh?
And this is just me shooting off the cuff. Everybody, comment below. Let us know what are your thoughts about this. Susie has never seen anything video game related for The Last of Us. If we recorded us watching it, like a watch-along, would you guys be into it? Because I would be. She might be.
I promise. I will be very entertaining. Like, I won't do handstands or, like, cartwheels or anything like that, but I'll be very entertaining.
It will be...
May not like my language, though.
It might be highly edited, just for the fact of getting to the point, hitting where it needs to. But what are your thoughts on that? Because I like the idea. She seems to like the idea, and this just popped into my head, and literally we could start that soon. But... I think you're right. There is no right answer to it, but for what the story that they've been trying to tell, oh, granted, I knew about this. I'm sorry to keep bringing it up. I played the game, knew it was going to happen. Susie heard me say what was going to happen before it even happened. Sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a different thing when I hear you tell me what's going to happen and then experiencing it for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't realize the wording. You realize it's coming, but you don't know what the words are going to be. So you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And like I told Susie, for what Joel just did, there are huge ramifications based off of everything he just did. He might be in the complete right to do what he did in his mind, but just because you think you're right doesn't mean other people think you are. And I cannot wait to have your reaction to it. Really can't. But, Susie, season one of The Last of Us, I know you said earlier you weren't expecting to like it as much as you did. Where does this rank in series? Like, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, like, it, something you are so excited for. What tier do you give it? I'm not saying where do you rank it, but what tier do you give it? Like, I need a season two now. I can wait for it. And if it gets here, it gets here.
I don't want to wait for a season two. But I said this about House of Dragon. And lo and behold, we're waiting for season two.
But you don't know how happy I am for you to say that. Because this was literally, it was like, Susie, we need to watch this, and you're like...
But I have a question for you, AJ. I'm going to answer it, too. But out of all of the video game...
This is the best one.
TV series...
This is the best one.
Adaptations.
Best like, one.
How would... Name your top three. Didn't even let me finish my sentence, so then I had to change the freaking question. This is all your fault.
So, as decisive as this is going to be, now we're just not doing TV series, we're doing movies as well.
Yeah.
Last of Us.
Uh-huh.
Little bit underneath that, Uncharted.
Uh-huh.
Little bit underneath that, the Uncharted fanfic with Ooh. Nathan Fillion as Nathan Drake.
I forgot that existed.
I remember showing James and your husband when we were at Disney at French Quarter, and they're like, why is Tom Holland Nathan Drake when we have Nathan Fillion? But it's okay.
I've been asking that question for years.
But I like the Tom Holland that we Nathan Drake that we got. I just thought Nathan Fillion did a pretty damn good job in literally a 15-minute video. Susie, fine. Answer the question yourself.
So this would probably be like first on my list. The Witcher is up there.
Ah, fuck, I forgot about that.
And then in Uncharted. Uncharted so is my favorite.
Take my third and drop it off. Put The Witcher at three. Fuck, I forgot about that. I forgot about Henry Cavill's goodness. Goodness. I mean, that got weird.
That did. But they definitely like they're definitely working really hard on getting, you know, video games made into TV series and movies, and they're really making a breakthrough with it. Well,
I'm just happy they're doing it right, and they're being not. I don't want an exact story. But I want something that could happen in that universe.
So, well, don't get me wrong. The Last of Us, The Witcher, and Uncharted are my favorites. One of the ones that I'm waiting for a season two for is called Arcane, which is based on League of Legends.
I gotta get into that. You and Will have been really telling me that I should, and I probably would like it, so.
Yeah, it's really good. And then the controversial one is always Resident Evil. Resident Evil just doesn't, it really.
You want to know what's going to get me, Susie? If they make Village into a movie.
Ooh. That would be
I'm 100% for it. Granted, that literally turns into half the game being porn, but.
Yeah. But,
I can't believe I just said that on fucking YouTube.
I'm a big one that'll tell you that, like, the Resident Evil movies with Alice as the main character, they should be standalones. They're not video game made into a movie.
Which you and I need to go back and watch one of the newest Resident Evil.
Yes, we do. The newest Resident Evil.
Well, why don't we do this, Susie? if we do The Last of Us, I will 100% do Resident Evil because I'm a bitch ass motherfucker.
Ooh, I got it on camera.
People, you don't need it on camera. It's documented with Nerdtober. Something goes, huh? I go,
huh?
Almost broke my chair there. Shit. Again.
But yeah, I think I like this plan of, you know, on Mondays, let's go do something new.
Do we keep going with this?
Yeah.
Even though there is no... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. I didn't think of this. This is all you. Fuck, it's gold. It's gold. We have gold. We have more... Oh, God, that's my bald head.
I didn't tell you to take off your hat.
I didn't think of that. That was... That's awesome, Susie. I didn't think of that. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, see? So, AJ, I have a very important question for you.
Shit! What?
It's the most important question you will ever be asked.
She's upstairs, probably sleeping. I love her dearly.
Where can people find you? Where the fudge monkeys did your brain just go?
I will tell you when we go to Rob Paulson.
Hey, you guys, this is 625 here from Lilo and Stitch. Some people think of me as AJ Coppola. I don't care. Just follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, Twitch at NDTA Jalastar 15, and Xbox and PSN at AJ All-Star 15. I should have said AJ All-Star, but I'm a sandwich maker. What the hell do I know? Do yourself a favor. Go get yourself a hot fudge marshmallow tuna fish and ham sandwich. All right? Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
All right, well, that was me, a little extended me, because I forgot to hit the fucking button. Or I was hitting the button, and I was like, hey, that's not it. Susie, where can people find you?
Reminding AJ to turn on his mic.
It was on. Literally, when the show is over, I check to see if my mic was on the whole time. That's great, AJ. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in for these 9 episodes.
My cheeks hurt.
Susie, I just know how to make you laugh. I'm like second on the list.
My cheeks hurt. I have muscles there that I didn't have.
Like, your husband's up here and I'm like right here. Like, he definitely makes you laugh. I second make you laugh. And Paul kind of just, make you laugh.
I got a puppy.
You do have a puppy. Your puppy is awesome.
I have a puppy. Puppy.
Unfortunately, Jocelyn and Dan's puppy is a lot more of a cuddle bug than your puppy.
It depends on his mood.
Yeah, I'm aware. Your dog likes to kick me in the dick. But, Susie, what do we do next Monday? Do we do Last of Us, you reacting to the game? Or do we watch Resident Evil?
I think we should leave it up to fate, pick a bunch of things, and roll a die.
I don't like the rolling a die part because, as you know, with D&D, I don't roll very good.
Fine, we'll let your DM roll the fucking die. He gets
no
all the time.
No, it's worse. It is 100% worse. All right, everybody.
We'll put a list together. We'll put a list together. We'll put a poll up on our group page.
Y'all I'm literally getting it started now. It's literally... Damn. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in for these 9 weeks. This has been the season 1, The Last of Us on HBO Max. Pedro Pascal, Bella Ramsey, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on Thursday for the Golden Era and Wartime Era for the Disney 100 celebration right here on Nerds Doing Nerd Things. I'm AJ Coppola, Susie Cromwell James. We will see you guys on the next show.
Bye.
Thank you.
From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.